Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to the Something to Think About podcast. I am your host, Andre Palmer. We have been looking on the topic, commitment. What does the Bible say about commitment? And if you have been following along the last couple of episodes, we have defined what it is, which is an agreement to fulfill a promise. And we've discussed in terms of in detail, what are the different types of commitments? And also, last week we looked on, what are the expectations when you coming to when you make a commitment? So this week we'll be answering the question, and we've touched on it a little bit, covenants. Commitments are governed by covenants. And what does that mean in terms of your commitments that you have? Behold, I established my covenant with you and your offspring after you. Genesis 9, verses 9. That is what the Bible defines as a covenant. Let's look on in terms of how it works in terms of a covenant. One, a covenant is an agreement established between two parties, God to humanity, people to people. God made a covenant with Noah that he will not destroy the earth by water. He also made a covenant with Abraham to bless him and to give him land. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation for an everlasting covenant. Genesis 17, verse 7. Covenants are everlasting and permanent and is extended down the generation. God made a covenant with Isaac after his father died. God also offered the covenant to Jacob after his father Isaac died. The other thing to think about is that a covenant also has conditions. Both parties has to come into agreement about what to do. God made a covenant with Noah not to destroy the earth by flood ever again. God also made a covenant with Abraham to bless him and to give him land. God also made a covenant with Abraham to be his God and the God of his descendants. And he also made a covenant with Israel to give them peace and to show his love. A covenant also has a sign to remind both parties what they agreed to do. Every time a rainbow appears, God remembers the covenant he made with Noah. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Genesis 9:13. Circumcision was also a sign that Abraham agreed to follow God. And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. Genesis 17, verse 11. So it's important to remember that these are the conditions when it comes on to when you make a commitment with the Lord or a commitment in general. A commitment is governed by a covenant. A covenant is permanent and it lasts forever. And it's between you and God. And also, covenants are between you and people which last a lifetime. That's why when you make a decision to get married, it's very important. It's very serious and you should take it very, you should take the time out to really weigh the pros and cons about the decision. Because it's you're expected to keep your word and you also expect to extend mercy when things don't go right. Acts 5, verse 1 to 11, talks about the story of Ananias and Sapphira. It says, a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold some property. They agreed to hold back some of the money they had pledged and turn only part of it over to the apostles. Peter asked Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart, fill you with the idea that you can deceive the Holy Spirit? You have held back some of the money you received for the land. While you had the land, it was your own. After it was sold, you could have done what you pleased with the money. So how could you do a thing like this? You didn't lie to people, but to God. When Ananias heard Peter said this, he dropped dead. Everyone who heard about his death was terrified. Some young men got up, wrapped his body in a cloth, carried him outside and buried him. About 3 hours later, Ananias' wife arrived. She didn't know what had happened. So Peter asked her, tell me, did you sell the land for that price? She answered, yes, for that price. Then Peter said to her, how could you and your husband agree to test the Lord's spirit? Those who buried your husband are standing at the door, and they will carry you outside for burial." Immediately she dropped dead in front of Peter. When the young man came back, they found Sapphira dead, so they carried her outside and buried her next to her husband. The whole church and everyone else who heard about what had happened were terrified. So the last part of what we want to talk about this week is what causes persons to break a covenant. And that story that we read earlier can give us some clues in terms of about four things and four reasons why persons break a covenant. And number one is operating outside of the rules of the covenant. Jeremiah 31:36 says, "If those ordinances depart before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever." So if you're trying to operate outside of the agreement, that can cause a covenant to break. So in the case of a relationship, either party being unfaithful or trying to change the terms of the agreement. In the case of a business relationship, you expect it to do one thing and then the expectations or whatever it is that the person wants keep changing. The second thing that causes a covenant to break is changing the terms of the covenant. This is what the Lord says: If you could break my covenant with day and night so that the day and night would operate at the proper time, Jeremiah 33 verse 20. So when you're trying to change the terms midway, the agreement, that can cause a covenant to break. The next thing is lack of discipline. Lack of discipline can also cause the covenant to break. And making a promise you cannot keep. That's the last reason why a covenant can break. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I had not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the descendants of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the descendants of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. For I will cause their captives to return, and I will have mercy on them. Jeremiah 33:25-26. Something to think about, these reasons why covenants break. Also, to understand fully what is a covenant. And that wraps our series in terms of commitment. Think about the questions in terms of what it is that you need to know before you're going to a covenant. Are you able to meet the expectations? Do you have the resources? Do you agree to the terms? Can you keep everybody accountable? Something to think about as you go through the rest of your week. Until we meet again for the next episode, I'm Andre Palmer. One love. And God bless you. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.